sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this magnificent Monday, June 29, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, it is here. This Saturday, 4th of July, we are going to kick off summer with a party like you would not believe. You are all personally invited. Come down to Liberty Mountain in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County, right off of M-115. We are going to start partying at 6 o'clock. It is going to be a phenomenal event. Go to the website, libertymountainusa.com. Tickets start at just $15. You can bring your cooler. You can bring your food. You can bring your camper, your tent, travel trailer, whatever you got. Come down Friday night. Join Vicky and I. We will be there setting up our travel trailer. We are going to have a party like you would not believe. Going to spend the weekend at libertymountainusa.com is the website. Lawn seats. Bring your blankets. Bring your low boy chairs. Bring your coolers. Bring your frisbees. Bring everything. Just like you're going to Pine Knob, but four times larger venue. The largest outdoor concert venue, I believe, in the United States, but for sure, Michigan. Blows Pine Knob away. Absolutely phenomenal venue. You got to come see this. Food trucks will be there. We will have bar. We will have food. We will have everything. And then to cap it off, the former songwriter, lead guitar, vocalist, Grand Funk Railroad, Mark Farner's American Band, will be putting on a phenomenal concert. You need to come and be part of it. This is going to be an awesome event. The tickets are available. Just go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events. You'll see the event on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Yes, this is the week. This Saturday, 4th of July, and then you'll see another event 3 weeks later. Ted Nugent is coming to do a fundraising event for the Republican Party, the Republican candidates, and all 83 counties of the Republican Party. Both events are live. Ticket sales are live on the website. Again, the one for Ted Nugent on the 25th is a fundraising event. Prices are a little bit more expensive, but it's still the same venue and Ted Nugent. So come and party with us, but especially this Saturday. We are officially kicking off summer. It begins this Saturday, 4th of July, and I want you guys to come and be a part of it. So again, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and buy your tickets online. It is going to be a phenomenal event, and we want you guys to be a part of it. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County, working road patrol today. You stay safe out there, brother. Hopefully we can see you on Saturday. Love to be there with you. I was on the Steve Gruber this show this morning promoting the event. Well, Steve is reciprocating. He's going to come on my show from 10 to 10:30. We're going to have a good conversation with Mr. Gruber. He's just written a song with his pastor. He plays the drums in the song. It's number one on the charts for Christian music. It's reaching number 10 right now as we speak. One Nation. We're going to be talking to him about that for sure. We're going to take a short break. A word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one. Well, the budget that the Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, legislative leaders, Winnie Brinks is the Senate Majority Leader, the Governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the Governor's State Budget Office signed off Wednesday night on spending targets for each department for this upcoming fiscal year 2027 budget, clearing the way for House and Senate appropriations subcommittees to begin negotiating final spending plans. They're going to be back in Lansing tomorrow, Tuesday, June 30th. Wednesday is July 1st. That's the deadline for them to turn it in this week. For sure, at least by July 3rd, the Friday before 4th of July weekend. As earlier reported last week, the budget includes no tax increases. It's something that the Republicans in the House and the Speaker, Matt Hall, were dead set against. No tax increases, period, end of conversation. Second non-starting point, no withdrawal from the rainy day fund. And the spending levels for this year's upcoming budget for fiscal year 2027 had to be below the current fiscal year of 2026. On the Senate side, Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, says her focus remains closing the budget shortfall, not funding lawmakers' special pork projects. Friday, when this story came out, MERS News Service has learned that much of the work at this point is basically at the subcommittee level. It's being done by legislative staff racing to finalize the budget details at the very latest Friday, July 3rd. Of course, Saturday, 4th of July, we're all going to be at Liberty Mountain. Many of the politicos are going to be there as well. But the Senate Secretary Dan Oberlin wrote late Thursday email that he doesn't foresee a rush presentation on the budget that would require his staff to work the 4th of July weekend. State law calls for the legislators, the lawmakers, to complete the budget by July 1st. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, after they get back tomorrow, Tuesday, June 30th. Well, the rumor has it that very few people around the Capitol expect that the July 1st statutory deadline will be met. Most expect the budget to be finished July 2nd or early in the morning hours of July 3rd, this Friday. Which, by the way, folks, this year, the state's observed Independence Day holiday will be Friday, July 3rd. What does that mean? Well, probably most government offices, businesses that have anything to do with the government, maybe perhaps even mail service, will not be open or run on Friday, July 3rd. Oberlin, the Secretary for the Senate, said one spending category expected to draw considerable attention is going to be the legislative-directed spending items. The LSDIs, often referred to by critics as pork. This is legislative directive spending. This is something that a state rep or the state senator wants specifically in the budget for his or her district. Well, Senate Appropriations Chair Senator Sarah Anthony said, we're going to definitely be working this weekend for sure. My first priority is not legislative directive spending items. It's addressing the shortfall in the budget because that's the biggest piece that will impact people, like Medicaid and food implications. said Anthony late Friday afternoon. So this past weekend, they were working on the budget. Earlier last week, MERS reported that members of the House and Senate requested a combined $4.383 billion for 1,320 special projects that they'd like to see appear in this year's budget. We covered that story 5 days ago, June 24th. Well, the senators' proposals came in about half of that number, $1.72 billion. However, some proposals may not be eligible to be taken up in the fiscal year 2027 budget if the legislators send it to the governor's desk before the end of July 2nd. Last November, you may remember, legislation was signed into law requiring that the LDSI requests become publicly viewable at least 45 days before the deals are passed in both chambers. That was agreed to back on November 13th last year. If the Senate and the House vote on budget deals this coming Thursday, legislators will need to have uploaded their LDSI proposals by May the 18th. Now, one thing you have to understand, this process basically is going to get started tonight and tomorrow. Senator Paul Wojnow, Democrat from Warren, had a $1 million request for a Team Up Academy Foundation. This Team Up Academy Foundation would be a Warren Employment Center. He submitted it back on May 28th. This was also included in his $10 million proposal to construct a new courthouse. Democrat Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh of East Lansing on May 21st put in $5 million requests for Michigan Saves, a loan loss reserve fund that supports residential and commercial energy efficiency projects and renewable energy loans. Democrat Senator Seuss Schenck of Dexter back on May 20th, asked for $2 million to restore and reconstruct a veterans park in Ann Arbor that was damaged by a spring tornado earlier this year. Well, Appropriations Chair Anthony said everything has to align with statutes. So the parameters that we put in place last year will meet the statutory changes. When asked about the 45-day requirement, Anthony said, if any requests don't fall within that 45-day window, they would be ineligible. She is going to hold the line on those late requests. Honestly, many of them coming from the Republicans. So that's the information left with the news agencies as of Friday afternoon as they headed into the weekend. We'll continue to monitor during the show today and see if there's any announcements during the show before we head off the microphone at 12 noon. Well, there was a rift going on between two Republicans in the House of Representatives, both Republicans. State Representative Jamie Thompson, Republican of Brownstown, and State Representative James DeSanta, Republican of Carlton. Speaker Hall had asked James DeSanta to issue a public apology. Well, on Thursday afternoon, Representative Thompson's office received a two-sentence written apology from Representative DeSanta. He apologized for openly questioning her now-deceased daughter's life choices during a county Republican Party Zoom call. But the letter's private delivery and minimum wording left her feeling that he had avoided the publicly professing accountability as requested by the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Representative Thompson said she understood that she, her office, and House Republican leadership would have an opportunity to review DeSanta's public apology before it was released. She said the review would allow them to determine whether it adequately addressed his comments and the impact it had on her family. However, as of Thursday's session wrap-up, which came around 4:30 on Thursday, there was still no press release, no speech on the floor, or any statement on any social media platforms. While driving home, Thompson contacted a member of Republican leadership who she said had been helping handle the situation. They had told DeSanta to drop something off at her office. Well, Thompson then learned that DeSanta had delivered a sheet of paper bearing his campaign letterhead and was signed Jim DeSanta. It contained the same two sentences that DeSanta had provided to MERS News Service the previous day. In the private letter, it stated, "Representative Thompson, my most sincere apologies for the insensitivity of my comments that referred to your daughter. I'm sorry for any pain that it caused you and your family." Thompson said the Republican leadership told her the letter was considered a public apology and that they said DeSanta assumed he could share it with whomever she wanted. Well, in reality, he did what was asked of him, Thompson said. But obviously, he did it in the most minimalist way as to just push forward and now need to move past it. She said moving forward was what everyone, including herself, wanted. But she also wanted DeSanta to be held accountable for his conduct. "At this point, I feel it's been very dismissive," though adding that many members were surprised he even issued an apology at all. Thompson said leaving it to her to distribute the letter did not amount to, according to her, DeSanta taking public responsibility, which again is no accountability for him to be able to have to put it out there publicly. Thompson described parts of the apology wording as arrogant, but she said she reached the point of accepting it for what it is and recognizing that the caucus now must move forward. "I've seen members on both sides be reprimanded for actions in the past. I do not feel that Representative DeSanta was held to the same standard." Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering